Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, Greg Wareham. We got numbers in for you, and it's been a while since we visited some of the real estate statistics in the state of New Jersey. So we're going to do a little bit of a dive on the state of New Jersey and then isolate a couple of counties. At the end, I'm going to give you some information to reach out to us if you want info for your county specifically. So let's get right into it. So overall market overview this year, and I'm going to compare year-to-date 2023 with year-to-date 2024. So the good news is listings in the marketplace are up. So inventory is on the rise. When we look at inventory in the state of New Jersey, it's up 4.3% as compared to last year. And from a unit standpoint, that's about another about 2,500 units that have hit the market that now people have the opportunity to bid on. So at least it's moving in the right direction. From a pending sales standpoint, it's really flat. So we're selling just as many houses this year as compared to last year. And closed sales is flat as well. So closing just as many houses this year as last year. Now, some of the meat and potatoes, people want to know what the price is, right? So here's what we've seen. So year to date, 2023 compared to 2024, drumroll, the median cost of a home in the state of New Jersey has increased, and it's increased by 11%. It's went from $500,000 to $555,000. Now, overall, that's yet another year of double-digit returns in the appreciation of real estate. When you drill down onto different counties in the state, you can see some numbers that are more aggressive than 11% and some that are still in single digits or have dropped to single digits as compared to last year. Now that's the median price. And as a refresher for median, basically what that means is if you list all of the properties in New Jersey that have sold from the most expensive to the least expensive, the median is the number in the middle. Now, if you look at meaning 50% of the houses have sold over $555,000 and 50% of the houses have sold under $555,000, it's different than average. So when we look at the average sales price in New Jersey, that's a double-digit rate of return as well, or appreciation double digits as well. The average sales price has went from $629,000 to $697,000. That's an increase of 10.8%. And the average is you're just adding up all the properties that sold for their purchase price and dividing by those number of units, that gives you the average. So you want to buy a house in New Jersey right now, your average sales price is going to be close to $700,000. Percentage of list price received. Unfortunately, that is on the upswing. And percentage of list price received means that depending on what the house is listed for, how much over that asking price is someone willing to go. And to keep it into simple numbers, last year it was at 102.2%, meaning if you bought something for $100,000, that sold for $102,200. This year it's increased to 103.2%. So that's increased pretty significantly. That means on $100,000, that you now have to pay $103,200. Now, obviously, you're not purchasing a house for $100,000. If your average purchase price is $700,000, that's about a, let's see, 700, 3%, 21, $22,000 that you're going to pay over the asking price on average. Number of days that a property is on the market, that's decreased as well. So that average number of days is 34, down from 38 this time last year. Clearly shows that even with an increase in inventory, that the pent-up demand for housing is so high that we're still experiencing bidding wars throughout the state, and houses are moving extremely quickly on an average of 34 days. The affordability index, this is a great one. So affordability index is essentially relative to income, how affordable is a house. I am happy to say that that number has dropped a little bit. So that has dropped to by about 5%. All right, well, it's counterintuitive, right? If the price of housing went up, why would the housing be more affordable? And it's for two different reasons. One, it's going to be the average interest rate. And number two, it's going to be incomes have also been on the rise over the course of the past year. So that makes housing slightly more affordable. Big picture, it's not as affordable as anyone would like currently, and only time will tell as to how that works itself out in the economy. So month supply of inventory, it's the same. So it's 2.2 months of inventory this time last year, 2.2 months this year. So that means a house goes on the market, or excuse me, that means that if no other new listings came on the market, we would be sold out of inventory in 2.2 months. In a very healthy balance market, that's probably 5 months of inventory that you would expect. So again, inventory, as we all have experienced, is very, very tight. So those are some of the key components, and there's a ton of data. Right, we could break this down six ways from Sunday on different granular things with the state of New Jersey, but those are the really big ones. Just to reiterate, still houses are selling for over what the asking price is as compared to last year. It's actually worsened a little bit. Inventory is on the rise, which is a good thing. In the average price of a home, that's increased as well. It's went up by 10.8% as compared to this time last year. I mean, that has to mark, I don't have the statistic in front of me, but I'm going to guess that that's probably 4 years of continuous double-digit growth year over year over year. So housing still continues to appreciate, specifically in our area. And I say our area because other parts of the country aren't experiencing the same thing. If you get down into Florida or Texas or other states that have more land and they've done more construction, you're actually seeing the negative effect. You're seeing at this point in time, housing has become unaffordable, and as a result of that, more inventory is on the market, which is forcing prices down. In this tri-state area, we just don't see that. You know, we have a very heavily populated area with very limited housing, and that continues to create these increases in value over the course of time in the competition. So I'm going to drill down quick on Monmouth and Ocean County, and as I had mentioned before, I'm also going to give you ways that you can get this information in any county that you're looking for. So in Monmouth County, just looking at single-family homes, Monmouth County new listings are up about 6% this year as compared to last year. Closed sales have been stable, so we're closing just as much many transactions this year as compared to last year. Median sales price, it's pretty flat. It's down a little bit. It's down 5% from a median sales price standpoint, but really the number we want to look at is average sales price, and that one's up significantly. So the average price of a single family home in Monmouth County has went from $665,000 to $740,000. That's up 11.3%. And percent of list price received, it's up slightly, but pretty comparable to where it was last year. It's at 101.9%. Again, meaning on a $100,000 asking price, that property would sell for $101,900. So the average sales price in Monmouth County has went from, excuse me, the median sales price in Monmouth County has went from $437,000 to $500,000. So that's up 14%. This year over last year. In adult communities, we have a lot of them in Monmouth County, Ocean County, and also in Middlesex County. Those prices are up as well, up 6.2%. Median sales price was $485,000 last year. This year it is $515,000. Taking a quick look at Ocean County. Ocean County experiencing something very similar. Your average or your median price point for a single family homes went from $525,000 to $580,000, up 10.5%. For townhouses and condos, it's up almost 16%, went from $320,000 to $370,000. And then when you look at the adult community, you've seen those go up as well, 8.6% from a median price point of $283,000 up to about $307,000. So as I had indicated before, this really kind of marks 4 years of this continuous double-digit increase. So when I hear people that are looking to potentially sit on the sidelines, I would throw some caution to the wind. as interest rates drop, and eventually they're going to come down, we've already seen it come down this year into the low sixes, you're going to see probably additional demand for property. And with this limited inventory, it's going to continue to create increases in value. The only real fix in there is if some of the people that are sitting on low interest rates of 3 or 4%, are willing to sell their homes to purchase something else. That's really going to create the inventory that we're looking for. The experts would say that interest rates have to come down to 5%, 5 to 5.5% to really motivate someone that's got a 3.5% interest rate on their current home to list their house and move on, cash out on that equity. So we'll keep you posted as things change. And again, if you want something in Bergen County, Middlesex, Mercer, wherever you need this in the state, we can help provide that information. Just email me at greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. And my team will get that information over to you quickly. If you have any questions at all, you have any comments, or you want to suggest something else that we do on the show, use that same email address, greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. I hope that you found this information helpful for your business as a real estate agent and helpful if you're looking to currently buy or sell a house. So we look forward to catching up with you next week. Greg Wareham at Your Mortgage Process. Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.